The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us in.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen, second hour. Toffee and chocolate covered popcorn. Oh, excuse me. I must swallow here. Second hour of the National Intel Report on this Tuesday, 24th of November, 2009. And thank you for our holiday giveaway. Thanks to our sponsors. Micro plant powder goes out. It's a 2.5-pound container to John Phillips of Cedar Rapids, Iowa. The micro plant powder has a very strong negative charge. Anybody out there that understands negative ions, you know what I'm talking about. As these millions of cylinders move through your stomach and digestive tract, what they do is they attract a negative charge. The positive toxins in the body sucks them right out, absorb bacteria, fungi, protozoa, viruses, endotoxins, pesticides, drug residues, E. coli, heavy metals, molds, mildews, and mycotoxins. If, folks, you want to be healthy, the marijuana guy did it. And this isn't the stuff you can get high on, by the way, okay? So John Phillips of Cedar Rapids, Iowa, enjoy the gift from our microplant powder guys. And want to mention one other thing. Since I have all of you here today, you got to treat yourself. Treat yourself well with information that you can understand and digest. The book Ronald McDonald and Dr. Robert Rowan, they wrote, They Own It All, Including You, by Means of Toxic Currency. Go to the website, republicbroadcasting.org, top right of the page. There it is. Get a copy of the book, please. This is the period on the sentence that has all come before on the Federal Reserve, the IRS, the 14th Amendment, the Administrative Procedures Act of 1946, the bankruptcy of the country. Folks, I'm telling you, get the book. Call the network Monday, Sandra, or tomorrow. Sandra's not here today. If you don't use credit cards, you don't trust the internet, I understand. 800-724-2719. I'm telling you, we want to bust the back of the Fed. And this is the best book that has ever been done on subject matter. And you folks that are listening to this program today, if you're not tuning in to the Monday show, I don't know why you're here, because it's about the information. It's about breaking the back of these bastard banksters, these gangsters, folks. We can do it, but we've got to do it through carefully researched and documented evidence. You are the power. Never forget that. republicbroadcasting.org. Robbie, we didn't do it last hour. What's the deal of the day?
Swiss francs, brilliant uncirculated, $269. You don't have to buy 20, but if you do buy 20, you also get a free subscription to the International Forecaster. That'll run you $5,380. You also receive a fine ceramic mug and everlasting gratitude from all of us at RBN and RTG.
And I am drinking my decaffeinated coffee out of my RBN mug as we speak and eating a little bit of that popcorn. Oof. I gotta stop that. I gotta have dinner tonight or moms will be mad at me. Any rate, we'll take the break, get back to your phone calls immediately after these kind words. Please support our sponsors, folks. Because that's what makes the wheels go round here at Republic Broadcasting Network. Great people. Support them. Buy their products. Back in three.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Scott in Massachusetts. Hello, Scott.
John.
Scott.
Hi. Thank you for all you do, and the gentleman you're with, excellent. I get to read Bobby and listen to Robbie and yourself, and thank you very much. I just wanted to say that I wanted to get everybody's thoughts on this audit of the IRS, let's say, the Federal Reserve, and the whole scheme. I read the book, by the way, John, The Bee System, and I believe it. And in the book, the real book, the Bible, it says this whole thing's going to come down in an hour. And I wonder if you guys think that there is a pullet plan like they had for Building 7 for the economic system.
Well, Bob, you think they're sitting in a catbird seat now with a nationalized banking system? Do you think they could flip the switch and within an hour bring it to a grinding halt?
Yes, they could if they wanted to, and they may well do that, but they are going to do it at the most propitious time if they're going to have to do it. And this legislation, once it's passed, is going to open up a Pandora's box, and they're going to be running. They're already running. They're expediting their program. When you do that, you make lots of mistakes. And I think what's going to come of this is we could have the whole thing break wide open, and if they pull the plug, they're going to have to pay for that legally, because they're not going to be able to retain control of the system. And so I think that we're on the right track. We got this finally after working for 50 years on it, this gift that can turn everything around. And if we take advantage of it properly, and I think the patriots in the United States will, then we're going to win. It's not going to be easy, as John said.
Bob, I believe what you say, and I believe that the people who have been buying ammunition by the billions of rounds are not going to give these things up without a fight. And I got an AR-10 that can reach out at 1,000 yards, and I've told my local, I've told my local rep that if everything goes down and they pull it, please don't get in a government car with a government license plate on it, because you're not going to last long.
Well, and
he just looks at me like I'm totally out of my mind, but this is what I see as the upcoming reality.
Well, and Scott, and let me tell you something. We don't even have to go to that cartridge box. That is the, I guess you could call it the insurance policy.
That's right.
But here's the deal. We start applying the pressure to these people, and we turn the tables, and we're now chasing them. They're on the run. I don't think we're going to have to draw out the weapons in order to get this thing done. I really don't think. And
I hope not, John. But, you know, Mao said it. The only thing these people understand is what comes out the end of a gun barrel. And the biggest blessing that I see out there is the way that Americans are buying ammunition and stocking up.
But Scott, you're quoting Mao, which was a communist.
Right.
And you're talking about the barrel of a gun in which to control. What I am talking about is exactly the opposite. The barrel of a gun to liberate, not control, not to kill, not to suppress.
Agreed.
Okay, there's a reason why the Second Amendment, in the amendments we have to the Constitution, is there at number two. You know,
right.
There is a main reason for that. But if we can keep the rabble-rousing ne'er-do-wells that are working for the other side out of this equation, and we can maintain and just keep plodding along. What they're not ready for, Bob, and correct me if I'm wrong on this one, what they're not, they're prepared for chaos, burning cities, martial law, anything that they can bring to bear, armor and bullet-wise, they will certainly do. But what they are not prepared for is a very constant, consistent drive against these criminals. They're not prepared for the calm and the reason and the logic and the eventual jailing of these criminals. That's what they're not prepared for. True or not, Bob?
Absolutely. And I think we can do that. The ammo and the weapons are the insurance policy. We use them as a last resort to defend ourselves, and we do not allow the government to take them away from us under any law.
Hope
if they try to, we're just going to have to combat government.
Hope for the
it's
best.
As simple as that. And I don't think the military, law enforcement, really wants to commit suicide.
No.
I mean, we've got 80 million veterans, 40 million of them been in combat. They're all armed to the teeth. You got to be kidding me.
they're going to wake up one day and go, gee, I think I'm going with the winning side. Because
that's
they
right.
weren't born with a badge on. They didn't wear a gun coming into this world from their mama. They were born into this country. They were born into the system of law and the Constitution. All things righteous, mom, Chevrolet, apple pie, cars were cars, men were men, women were women. They were born Americans. They weren't born cops. They weren't born lawyers. They weren't born judges. This is what happened to them in their later years. Okay? But now we're talking about standing on the side of truth and righteousness and true justice. They must stand with us. They must. Scott, thanks for your call.
Will.
I Why do you think they're going after the Oath Keepers? I am seeing story. Robbie?
Yes, sir.
I wanted to bring this up in yesterday's paper. No, I'm sorry, the Sunday edition of the Austin Un-American Statesman. I am opening the newspaper. I go to Section A13, and what do I see here? A picture of Norm Olson and Ray Southwell from the Michigan militia. Well, not of the Michigan militia anymore. I guess they're up in Canada now. But these hit pieces on the militia movement done by SPLC, Southern Poverty Law Center, and ADL, they're all throughout the news cycles. Here's the same crap all over again. Oath Keepers, Bob Chapman, they're scared to death of these Oath Keepers. When I read Napolitano, head of Homeland Security, when I read that radicalization report that she came out with, what I saw there was fear. If veterans are coming back to this country in this mired mess, jobless, hopeless, defunct country, and these people with combat experience just walked out of the theater, come back to the good old US of A and go, well, what the hell was I fighting for? My home base has been stolen. It's been robbed. They're scared to death of these veterans.
And they call them terrorists. Our government calls them terrorists, and they call you and I terrorists as well, because we don't agree with them.
Well, we're radicalizers. And yeah.
No, we're terrorists as far as they're concerned. And you know, I'm surprised at as much control as they have, and they're trying to get the stupid mistakes that they made. And I can't tell you what I'm referring to because I don't want to expose it. But I have seen them make some lollapaloozas lately. I mean, they are dumb as rocks.
Well, they got the stinkers. We got the thinkers. Let's go back to the phones. We got loaded phones, guys. Mark in Texas. Hello, Mark.
May all you three's turkey be tender and moist.
Well, my wife is trying out her brother's recipe for turkey, and I can't wait.
God bless you. I hope it comes out good. Hey, John, before I get to my point on Andrew Napolitano, hey, if he wants to drive this informational car every now and then, that's fine, Buck, because if he gets more people in the car, as this the thump gets louder and louder, guess who's going to be in the back seat telling them what causes flat tires? Let him get more people in the car. We'll tell him what causes flat tires.
Well, and I guess that is one way, and I considered that, but I'll tell you,
you. I know.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to be argumentative.
No. Even if you were, that'd be okay too, Mark. But
I hear you, but that's not my nature.
Okay.
I was yelling amen so loud, if you had your windows open down in Round Rock, you could probably hear me all the way up outside the Metroplex. But let me add to the things we need to consider, and there's just one point. We need to get rid of all these nonprofit think tanks and foundations, which, by the way, behind the scenes, they're authoring and writing all this legislation that our Yahoo sponsor up in Congress that we have to bow to under the threat of bodily harm or incarceration.
Mm-hmm.
Let me add that to the mix.
We'll just change the law and make them illegal. That's pretty simple.
Take away their tax. Go ahead, Robbie. I'm sorry.
Let me throw in a Ron Paul argument against that. Because it is in the Constitution that gives us the right to petition the government.
Me.
And he says what you need is for politicians to say no to the lobbyists. And if more politicians said no to the lobbyists, guess what would happen to the lobbyists?
Well, how about, Robbie, how about legislation to do away with lobbying and campaign contributions?
Yeah, but
government supplies the money to run.
You've got a First Amendment issue there. Because you have a right to petition the government.
Well, and petitioning is one thing. When I think of petitioning the government, it's not for a front dummy for some corporation or some kind of agenda.
I understand this.
Yeah.
But I understand. Ron Paul made a very... very logical argument, because someone asked him that very same question.
But, Robbie, what I was kind of leaning to, and I'm with you on the corporate interest, I understand that, and I think you're...
Mark, hold on, I got music. Hold on, we'll be right back.
I'll make it clear.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialist at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. But using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Mark in Texas, go ahead with your comment or your question.
Still here, Robbie. What the thing is we got these AUs in Congress, and they're like the kid that cheats on a test. They're given the responsibility to write the essay or the thesis. When the corporate interests do it from chapter 1 to chapter 10, that's not petitioning the government. That's submitting legislation to be adopted.
Oh, sure. I understand this. But I can guarantee you this. When lobbyists walk the halls of Congress, they walk right past Ron Paul's door.
Oh, yeah.
Because they know him as Dr. No. I mean, look what happened this past week, Mary Landrieu affair.
Yeah.
I mean, you bought her vote. She had a price for her vote. I guess they all have their turn in the center there when their turn comes around. But her price for her vote was $300 million.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, that's the... I mean, if you boil it down to the root cause... It's elected representatives who cave in to the pressure of the lobbyists because they can't refuse all the goodies that go with it.
Well, whether this the charade of left and right, as it continues, you have the left side that has their nonprofit organizations, whether it be Acorn, ADL, Heritage Foundation, I don't care. The right has the same amount of folks on their side. They're nonprofit. They're the ones authoring a lot of this legislation also, and they do it with a tax-exempt status.
As well as the ADL. What do you think would happen with the ADL if they lost their 501c3?
Well, if the Jewish lobby, well, look at it. I mean, it's a simple fact of life. America is run by the Jewish lobby.
That's true.
I'm sorry to take up so much time. I thought it was pertinent.
Thank you, Mark.
Guys, you take care.
I mean, that's a simple fact of life.
Well, I would invite people to go to republicbroadcasting.org, take a look at an 8-minute presentation on how Al Alipak and how the media has been controlled for the benefit of the Israelis with the takeover and almost complete extermination of the Palestinian people. I mean, there it is. There, you want to talk genocide? You want to talk hypocrisy? There it is. And they basically say in that piece that, hey, this is how it's done. This is what they have done. I mean, it's incredible. Lark in Texas. Hello, Lark. Lark, you with me?
Listen, I just first of all want to echo your sentiments regarding Napolitano.
Mm.
Whom I regard as merely uninformed, a liar, a coward, or a traitor. In fact, he is the reason I finally turned off the damn television about 3 months ago.
Yeah.
It ain't coming back on.
Well, and you know, I've said this. Can you imagine Rush Limbaugh having McDonald and Rowan on with They Own It All, Including You? I mean,
this guy shouldn't have access to the airwaves either, this Limbaugh, Rumbaugh character either,
well,
frankly.
And you know, I completely agree with you.
I'm hearing voices.
That's Bob and his wife.
Oh.
And my board operator isn't quick enough to pull that pot down while they're doing their thing. At any rate, Lark, I'm in agreement with you. I mean, look at... Where's Pat Buchanan right now? He's on MSNBC, of all places.
He is a bought and paid for traitor.
Bingo. And every time I see Pat Buchanan come out with a new book or he's heralded as being one of the nation's leading conservatives, I just want to stick my finger down my throat.
These labels have no meaning anymore, liberal and conservative,
no,
to be honest with you.
They don't.
You know, and for all the times that I hear people talking about nonprofit groups, when we talk about the Council on Foreign Relations, I mean, look, the Heritage Group, for example, those people are just as much traitors to this country as people from the Brookings Institution
or the Ford Foundation.
Absolutely,
yeah.
And then too, no one ever mentions the Council on National Policy, which is, of course, the right-wing counterpart to the CFR. Well, I mean, you know, this is people like Dick Armey and all these...
Phyllis Schlafly.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, the
eating, meeting, and retreating.
There, and Phyllis Schlafly, I swear to God, not this year, but last year, when Ron Paul had his hat in the ring for presidency, who did she come out and back? And she did it at the Freedom 21 conference of 08. Right at the conference, she made the announcement that she's backing John McCain. I looked at her and I said, excuse me, Phyllis. I said, the blue-haired set of what is conservatism, Ronald Reagan kind of style politics is dead. Do you understand?
They're all scared.
Yeah, she's toast.
Yeah, I'm telling you. And it's
I want to say something that I think is really pertinent to our discussion, if you don't mind, beyond what we have just said.
You got about 40 seconds.
well, I don't need that much.
Okay, go.
There is a word that I wish to God more Americans would learn, because this is the word that's trotted about in upper academia within all these think tanks on the left and the right. It's well known within the halls of Congress. It's well known within our corrupted court system and the people that occupy it. And that word is communitarian. It is neither right nor left. It is a total fraud. It's an intellectual fraud. And it's a crime against the American people. But it's communitarianism and communitarian law, which is never spoken of by the media or by our politicians, and this is the greatest crime that I can think of beyond that of the feds.
Thank you, Lark. Appreciate it.
You bet.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.
Hey, Republic Broadcasting. I'm Rob Gray, Executive Director of the American Open Currency Standard. Our team is hard at work here in Texas and across the country assembling the new economy, a system of trade built on honest money and American production. We're proud to report that we now have more than 26,000 merchants trading across the country and more than a dozen private silver currencies like the Lakota Nation and the John Gall. But the most stunning AOCS medallion by far is the new Andrew Jackson Anti-Banker, available right now at RepublicSilver.com. Log on to RepublicSilver.com and get your hands on the investment-grade 999 fine silver Andrew Jackson barter medallions and stretch your purchasing power in our extensive trade network. And be sure to stop by the AG Trading Post in Dallas, the only store that refuses FRNs, where you can trade your Jacksons for top quality goods. Be a part of it today at RepublicSilver.com.
If you have more than $25,000 in debt and are facing foreclosure, we can stop the foreclosure in one day and get you out of debt in 90 days without making a single payment. Did you know that debt settlement is illegal in at least 7 states and that if you hire an attorney to help you get out of debt, you'll pay 7 to 10 times more than legally necessary? The system is rigged. These guys get kickbacks from your creditors while charging you up front to get into nothing more than just another payment plan. Look, this isn't brain surgery. You just need the right information and the right help and answers to your questions. No clients of zero debt in 90 days have had to negotiate with creditors or go to court. Our proven system stops collection calls in 1 minute. Since 1993, we have helped over 80,000 people get out of debt without making a single payment to creditors. Get the right information today and get out of debt in just 90 days. Ask about our $25,000 guarantee and your free copy of 7 Secrets to Debt Freedom when you call 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com today.
My children were very disrespectful. They were defiant. The results from the total transformation were almost immediate. The children stopped arguing.
Is your child disrespectful and defiant with you about everything? Are they arguing with you constantly and having problems in school? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the total transformation.
They have become very task-oriented at school. They complete their assignments in a timely manner without being asked. I firmly believe it is 100% the total transformation. It truly changed our lives.
Backtalk, lying, even problems with ADD and defiant teens. I'll help you transform the worst behavior problems and get peace and sanity in your home. Guaranteed. Call now and get how to turn your child's attitude around in 1 minute or less and my weekly newsletter free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Terry in Texas. Hello, Terry.
I made it through.
You made it.
I called last week, and I was asking Bob. I have my only purpose for calling is to discuss one issue and actually one individual that has really been rubbing me wrong. And that has to do with Warren Buffett. And this, to me, they've established this banking system and their banksters, the banks go along with them, they've pulled this fraud. And then to bring it down to the next level, you've got Warren Buffett, who they've sold as this sort of happy Buddha, avuncular type of person who's there to put salve on the wounds and say everything's great. And to think that you would be the face of that, and to me is just the ultimate in profanity and hypocrisy. And I don't have enough information to link him, but then you read in a report last week, there's an article coming out that's saying, oh yeah, I'm all for the independence of the Fed. That's Warren Buffett saying that. I remember Bob saying last week that he was part of the Illuminist. And it just seems to me, when I focus in on him, it's weird that, again, they've sold him to be this really great, stock-picking guru and all stuff. And to think, the sad part about it, if it's really true, it's all been one giant show and one giant sham and fraud again, at another level, perpetrated on the American public.
And you're absolutely right. And his father was a senator, and he was graduated in as what they call them as Sherpas, workers. And his function is like Soros and Kissinger and Brzezinski, and they accumulate this vast amount of wealth, and then you figure, well, they go and die, and they leave it to the family. The money goes all back to the Illuminis. And it's been going on with many, many people for years. It goes back into the pot. And so Buffett is a phony. Look, I spent 28 years in that business. You, unless you're exceedingly brilliant, you cannot come up with the kind of results that man came up with without inside information. And it's as simple as that.
Yeah, otherwise it just none of it adds up, Bob. But when you start pulling back the layers, and none of it adds up to the fact that he would come out, anybody with that any kind of conscience involved in this whole thing, who can understands the finances and sees how this works, if you had any kind of conscience toward your fellow person, you would be warning them away from the Fed.
Did you see where his money went?
It went into his foundation, didn't it?
Well, along
with the Gates Foundation.
They continue to have control of the money, and they use it like the foundations do in order to reach the ends that the Illuminists want to reach with that money. They have no control over it.
You're not
I mean, they've had a great life, and they do what they want, but in the final analysis, the money belongs to the group.
You know what I found interesting? Obviously, the revelation this week with the hacked emails exposing, obviously, the fraudulent global warming scam. And today, the White House comes out and announces that Barack Obama will be attending the Copenhagen conference, because both Bill Gates and Buffett are strongly behind the global warming effort.
Well, they're going to have to face down the fact that the whole thing is a fraud, and they're going through it's just brass is what they're using. They're standing in there and just lying right into your face, right through their teeth, and they don't care, and they're going to go through with it, and they're not going to get anywhere with it, because there's enough people out there who are not going to go along with the program. It's going to be a failure. Well, and so was in cap and trade, because we pulled their chain on them. Somebody on the inside gave that information out.
Why do you think Buffett bought a railway?
That's right. And he's going to have to live with it now, because he's not going to have the rights of way available for this cap and trade thing. Because it's not going to pass.
Hey, Bob. It's so, again, it just enrages me on an inner level, is that he's been sold as this folksy guy that go down to the the Dairy Queen and have a Coke with him and hamburger, and he's just this, you know, run-of-the-mill kind of ragamuffin, but just that he's sold as this folksy, down-to-earth person, and it's all a fraud. It makes your stomach sick to think about it.
Yeah. I know, but, you know, all of Congress is that way, has been for a long time. The executive office, all these people on Wall Street and banking and corporate America, they're all the same. They're sociopaths.
Do you know how good it's going to feel, gentlemen, when we start making inroads to getting rid of these criminals? Do you know this is going to make life worth living? It is going to... I'm getting an echo in here. Why am I getting an echo?
It's Robbie's fault.
Pull something down. Pull something down. There.
Pull me down.
Yeah. At any rate, it's going to feel so good. And it's going to be worth all the crap and all the heartache and all the heartbreak we've been through. Folks, the time is coming. I mean, be aware of this. If you take a look at what people did, like Aaron Russo, Freedom to Fascism, do you know how many people have seen that DVD presentation? Millions. more and more
and
people.
And boy, he put a nail in their coffin, let me tell you.
Well, I'm telling you. I mean, and here was a guy that was just this roly-poly Jewish guy that wanted to have fun and produce movies until somebody tried to pull the rug out from under him and his country. And he got pissed. And look what one man did. Imagine when more people come to this party and we get this thing going from just a little simmer to a full rolling on boil. I mean, it's going to be fun, folks. Hang on.
People would march to Wall Street and burn down Goldman Sachs because that's where it all comes from.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the core of the vortex of this whole thing.
Yep.
J.P. Morgan Chase sits with the Fed, and the Treasury is controlled by Goldman, and that's the way it's divvied up. And they own the majority stock, along with Citigroup, of the Federal Reserve and the FOMC. This legislation is staggering. I mean, people just can't realize what we can do with this. It's just monumental.
Can you do me a favor? Can you do me a favor? Update my screen, dear. Can you do me a favor? Can you, and I stop short of doing this. Now, you do Alex Jones's show on Genesis Communications Network, Bob.
Every Friday.
Can you do me a big fat favor? Because I don't want to have people calling into his show. But can you just please mention the fact that he should have the authors on of They Own It All, including you? If Alex Jones...
All you have to do is put it in an email to me, tell me what to say, and anything that I should know, and I will do that.
Because
won't be this Friday because we're not going to go up on Friday.
Right. Well, and I explained to Alex before. I mean, these people have contacted him. I've contacted Alex. I said, look, they're not going to drag up the Jewish banker international. I said, because I know you don't like to go there. I said, these guys are safe, okay? It's the information that's important. And your 9/11 truthers, of which you got tens of thousands of them out there, we need to shift them off of it was an inside job to the real inside job. It is about the banks. That's why I don't take or entertain any more calls on 9/11 issues or anything else any more than I'm going to be talking about the assassination of JFK. You know, I mean, it is...
Yeah, well, that's not going to happen so long as Charlie Sheen is in the background.
Well, and dear Charlie, I'd like to get a hold of him for a little while, you know, and say, hey, Charlie, let me sit down and tell you a real story here. You know, and it's great that these people do this. They lend their celebrity. There's a certain amount of danger for them doing that, and I applaud them for jumping. But let's do something that's going to really matter. You know, I mean, 9/11 is an inside job. Yeah, I don't think there's anybody in this country that can think straight, that doesn't see inherent problems of the whole damn thing. But that's something that we're not going to know until we start either kneecapping or dragging these people into court, okay, as to who, what, where, when, and why, and then we'll be able to have some meted justice. But until that time, let's get on with the issues here, the real core issues that's dragging and choking this country to death.
That's why... auditing the Fed will never come about, in my humble opinion, because it's just it'll open up too many cans of worms. First of all, it would require a audit of Fort Knox, and you know, as each day goes by, Bob, that tungsten story just makes more logical sense.
Well, there's another thing that's going to bring up as well, which is even more important than whether the gold's there or not, because there's gold there, whether it's phony gold or not, I don't know, but I do know that there's bars there because one of our subscribers just retired from the military, and his detail was one of the ones that guarded it. But what we're going to find out is the relationship and the operations of the Federal Reserve and the Treasury using the president's working group and financial markets. That's going to blow everything right up in the air.
Yeah, but it would also obviously expose the Economic Stabilization Fund that is used very liberally by presidents. And, you only need two signatures to use that those funds. That's Treasury
Secretary. That's the subsidiary of the Treasury.
Yeah.
And they've got about $600 billion in that fund right now, and they leverage that as well.
Yeah. No wonder they...
It was formed in 1934 to help maintain the value of the dollar, and of course it's turned into a monster.
And what I can't understand is all this talk of Jamie Dimon replacing Tim Geithner.
Yeah. And Bernanke's
we've got to... Look, if we're going to get rid of Timmy, we have to have another Zionist in there.
Got it. You got it, brother. And Bernanke, he's got one more year left on the chairmanship of the Fed, and they've already been asking for his resignation.
Yep.
You know, just
straight
just,
up and out in the open.
Bingo. And I think what is actually starting to happen here is that the message is being heard very clearly in Washington, D.C., although they're not acknowledging it. They're feeling the heat because out here, man, we're just burning bright a fire. They can feel the heat all the way to D.C. Now, they can get down with their crony crook friends, or they can step out of that and help the American people. Or, better still, allow it to happen. Get out of the way. Just get out of the way. If you don't put anything on the line, just stand out of the way and then retire from politics and disappear. But don't try to jam it. Terry in Texas. Hello, Terry.
Oh, well, I better hang up. You've got other callers. I'll make my one quick comment. I've heard and read that it said that everyone goes through three stages in life, learn, earn, and return. So therefore, I want to thank the three of you, and also in the sense of you're all in the return part of your life. You're returning all the things you learned and you earned. You're returning that back to other people. And on your ends, you must all get a great deal of satisfaction of being, and in particular with Bob being a little bit older, must get a great deal of satisfaction in being in this position and being able to do that.
Well, these guys have the luxury, and I was talking to somebody earlier today he deals with Hollywood, and he's a property master for Hollywood Films. He's worked with Linklater down here in Austin and Rodriguez, and he's out in Los Angeles right now. He's trying to get his own movies produced. And he and I were talking, and I told him, I said, until such time that people are willing to come out, first of all, you got to create an environment that is safe enough that allows everybody to join the party, okay, that the price of admission is not going to be too pricey and too dicey in which to join said party. And I said, you know, other people have the luxury. And I said, I do not. I'm in this. Bob Chapman, you're in your 70s. Robbie, we won't tell him how old you are. I thought for first when you were talking about going back to South Africa that you were going to do the elephant, you know, the long march to die home.
Yep.
Buddy, you ain't going nowhere. At any rate, I told him, I said, look, I've got to come up with $300,000 a year to put this out there every day, every week, every month. It's not as easy as just coming up and doing a program with these fine gentlemen. My real work, and it stifles me sometimes because I do my own programming on this network. But the show that you're listening to right now is the highest rated out of all the shows on this network. Any day of the week, any time of the day, it's the highest rated show. And it is for a reason. It is for a reason. But I don't have the luxury of just dropping back and doing a show. I got to pay the bills to this thing. And we are the proper mechanism at the right time in this nation's history. We need some help. We need some real help. These people that have got their hands in their pockets and they're looking up at the sky, just looking around, rolling their eyes, not doing anything. Commit yourself. Commit yourself to the restoration of this country before it becomes so chaotic that you're homeless and you're jobless and the only thing you're thinking about is how do I put food in my stomach so I can survive for another day. This is the time. Right now. Right now. Sylvia in New York. Hello, Sylvia.
Giving to my three favorite amigos.
Thank you.
Long live the Republic.
Death to the New World Order.
Death to the Soviet collectivist Zionist whores, as far as I'm concerned.
John, I commend you for the great lineup. I really love listening to George on Sundays.
George Mazzaros.
And Alan Watt every evening, who is dead on and a great researcher.
Yeah, and he's hijacked for everybody else's film, and they never put Republic Broadcasting in there, do they?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, me too.
But he is a wonderful, wonderful part of your lineup. I'm in disagreement partly, and Robbie, by the way, please don't go back home, but I'm partly in disagreement with the idea that we're going to be able to get out of this without bloodletting. Unfortunately, I think the people in this country, for the most part, are still asleep. People in my own family are still asleep, and no matter what you do...
Oh, so you're the black sheep, huh, Sylvia?
Oh, you have no idea.
I can venture.
Thanksgiving must be fun at your house.
I'm paranoid. I'm, you know, all those things.
Uh-huh.
But I really do feel that people are going to have to be up against the wall big time because the Congress, as we all know, isn't going to do a thing about this. In fact, they're part of the problem. And I just don't see it. I don't think they're afraid of the gun owners in this country. I really don't. I
disagree with that, Sylvia. Look, when Henry Waxman just comes out of the woodwork, nothing's really going on with gun legislation, anything else. Here's old Henry, Mr. Slope turn nose up at the American public, comes out, and he wants 50 caliber rifles banned because he turns around during this little mini interview that got splashed all over the media, and he gestures behind him and he says, look, this is a straight shot right down Pennsylvania Avenue. And I'm thinking to myself, yeah, Henry, you're right. No, they are very, very afraid. And this is why I said, if they're not going to be in there on the restoration of the country, get out of the way and don't block anything.
But, John, they're not. I mean,
yes,
look
they
what
are.
They're doing with the health care.
Sylvia, they're going for broke here.
Right.
They can't back off of this deal now. They're going full tilt boogie, and they know it. You ever seen the look on Nancy Pelosi's face?
Yeah, she's like a deer caught in the headlights. Sometimes.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Henry Reid's a little bit more subtle about it, but if you can read body language, you check the syntax, the pauses, the averting of the eyes, this man is scared crapless.
Well, even audit the Fed, I feel like it's too late to do anything about the Fed because I think the IMF is eventually going to take over. By the time we audit them, they're not even...
Possession is 9/10 of the law, my dear lady. If we've got it and we're sitting on it and we got a rifle in our hand, come and take it.
I hope you're right, John.
Send the guys with the blue helmets. They won't go home.
Yeah.
Well,
Sylvia, come on.
All right, you're going to convince me. I hope you guys are right. I adore everything you do, and I pray God that it all works out, and I do pray for all three of you. So keep up the good work.
Well, and we're all in this together, and this is what I think this goes over everybody's head, Sylvia, when I say that we all have a part to play in this, and now is the time to take up your station and do your part, because there's millions of us out here. We just haven't been directed. You know, it's like herding cats. Everybody's got their own little agenda. Everybody's doing their own little thing. In the meantime, Rome is burning to the ground.
Right.
That is going to change. The one thing that worries me about this is because they have their provocateurs that will try to incite violence.
Right.
And they will use those assets. Well, it's up to us to try to police our own ranks, you know, and I'm not going to get, you know, over the top of these people. I will disarm them if I have to. If I can physically do it, but I will stand in the way of any armed resistance at this point because this is exactly what the globalists want and need. They
right.
need a chaotic situation with the bullets flying and the bloodletting and all that stuff in order to do their coup d'etat. I don't want to give them that opportunity. What we're doing right now, and Bob Chapman, you're absolutely correct, we've got these people on the run. They are scared. Sylvia, I thank you for your call.
Thank you so much.
All right. Robbie, one more time for the deal of the day before we run out of time here.
Deal of the day, British sovereigns, BU Swiss francs, $269. Now, let me just tell you what a deal this is. A very well-known large coin company has these same coins on offer for $409. So you have a savings of $140 per coin by buying them from Republic Trading Group.
And these are pre-1933?
Yes.
And you know why that's important, ladies and gentlemen? And again, go back to they own it all, including you. the 1933 struck coins, no matter whether they were struck in this country or around the globe, are really representative of true money, that it is not confiscatable. Okay? I have got that on good authority.
Let's not get into that one.
Well, yeah.
$269, you can order 5, 10, 15, but if you order 20, you also receive a year subscription to the International Forecaster, and that will cost you $5,380. And you can call Republic Trading Group, 1-800-691-7898. And this price is good for tonight.
All right. And notice something, folks, that gold and silver has disconnected from anything else. Commodities, oil was down to, what, $75, $76 a barrel. What was gold at today, Robbie?
Gold, I think today was eighth day, closing in positive. Closed up $4.10.
It was up $1.80.
At 1,169.
And the outside market in December is up 5.10.
1,000 what?
169.
And Bob, you said?
The outside market is up $5.10.
It's made the disconnect, and I think you're looking at the new floor for gold prices. Most assuredly.
You're absolutely right, and the decoupling is probably the best word. And that happened, I announced it in the forecaster, oh, I don't know, maybe 9 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
I said, the game's over. They're on the run. And they're so short, and not only in gold and silver, but in the stocks. They're going to get buried. They're going to get absolutely buried. And this, who's involved? Soros, Jimmy Rogers, Barclays, Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan Chase. They're all involved. They're doing this coordinatedly, and they're not going to get away with it.
The usual suspects. Let me slide in one more call here. Tom, we got less than 2 minutes. Thanks for holding. Hello, Tom.
It's always wonderful to hear you. Real fast, Robbie, IAG, GSS, and PAAS, you think they're performing well? And Bob, HLLXF, GGSSRI, and AEM, do you think they're all, other than being manipulated, how do you think they're performing?
Well, they're all doing great, and I've got one of my emissaries going to see one of the companies this week and another new company, and Helix will start having announcements starting next week. They're just waiting for an engineering report.
Uh-oh, is that inside information, Bob?
No, they have a work program going. It's
okay.
Normal.
All right. Tom, I thank you for your call. We're flat out of time.
I'm very happy with all mine.
Thank you very much, Tom.
All right. You know, I'm not going to...
50
not,
caliber Robbie is what they call
it. I'm not going to get into the debate with a guy that tells me he wants to move back to South Africa, okay?
Boo.
Jeffrey's Bay.
Jeffrey's Bay. What? That's not attached to Africa?
Yeah, it is, but it's sort of in the same little world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Gentlemen, I thank you. Robbie, have a good Thanksgiving. Mr. Chapman, have a
Likewise.
Good Thanksgiving. Appreciate you guys very, very much, as well as this listening audience. We've been doing this for a long time, and I got to tell you what. For a couple days now, I've been dragging my little keister around here, a little depressed. But I'll tell you what, when I get on with you guys, it just snapped me out of that, and I did that without drugs. How's that one?
Well, thank you.
Bob, thank you, my friend. Robbie, he's coming up next on the flip side. Right after this program on republicbroadcasting.org. And I'm not kidding you, folks. Order the book. They own it all, including you. I'm doing a series of programs with this guys on these guys on Monday. You tuned into today's program. You need to be here for next Monday's program. God bless all of you. Have a good Thanksgiving. With a little bit of will, a little bit of muster, we'll get out of this one. We'll see you tomorrow.
With recent internet.